Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, do you have a fallback recipe that works its way into your cooking rotation regularly? Because I think most people do. We probably all have that one cookbook sitting on your counter or up on the shelf or in the press that's more worn than all of the others. Speckled in sauce, marked with post-it notes from extensive use, or maybe has some pages like glued together because the bits of the recipe fell on it over the years. It shows that it's been used. Now, throughout the summer, we are going to speak to some of Ireland's favourite chefs and bakers about their own tried and tested recipes, their family favourites. And I'm joined today by Owen Klusky, who's head baker and owner of Bread 41, which is in Dublin 2 and now in Greystones as of... A couple of days ago, last Friday. Congratulations to you. So I mentioned that we were going to talk about this, and the messages are coming in with people telling us about their favourite books. All in the Cooking is one that is coming up, which I remember being in our house growing up. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. It's an old one, but it's still a great one. It still hasn't changed. It's all the simple recipes in one book, which is the way to go, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think people want recipes or a recipe book that it works. You know, you're going to open it, go to that recipe, and you're going to get what you want, what you expect.
Tried and tested is what people are looking for, and simple. And I think somewhere along the line, books and recipes got really difficult or really hard, where we all just want really simple food done really easy and works really well.
So before we come to your own favourite fallback cookbook, will you tell us a bit about how you got into the business and into baking?
So I would have actually grown up around, my nanny was a baker, and leaving school I became a carpenter because you could earn loads of money and I could run away from Ireland and go travelling, and then fell back in love with food while travelling, and have been cooking the last 15, 16 years and baking the same. So I would have grown up, my favourite parts of my childhood memories are around food. Mm-hmm. So it was a big switch from qualifying as a carpenter to go back and start over, but really, really, really worthwhile.
Huge change.
Yeah, massive change. Yeah, really good. And listen, I think it's in my genes. My nanny's name is Baker. So my mother's maiden name is Rita Baker. So it's always been there. So it's been a long journey, but a really rewarding journey. And food is that, you know, it's tough at times, but it's super rewarding. Like, we get to feed people every day, mm-hmm. which is like super rewarding. I love it.
So tell us about the cookbook then, that you would say that's the one I wouldn't be without.
Yeah, the one I actually would have travelled and brought it travelling with me was Forgotten Skills of Cooking. It's Doreen Allen's book. It's over 700 recipes and it has absolutely everything from start to finish, whether it's pickling, fermenting, simple bread, a soda bread, a simple soup. It has smoking, curing. It just has everything in the book.
So it's the Bible, really, of cooking, is it for you?
Yeah, it is the Bible. And equally, it's a book that reads well in the professional setting and at home. You know, I've seen it in some of the best kitchens around the world and I'm sort of surprised going. I remember one of the chefs came in from Noma in Copenhagen and they're like, oh, your book's in the kitchen. And Doreen was like, what? It's in the kitchen. How is it there? But equally, it's like it's sold worldwide and it's a really great book. And it's my go-to if I'm looking for something simple. And it's the basically simple cooking, but done really, really
well. So it is simple enough for, you know, the likes of us mere mortals to follow. Because when you mention fermenting, I get a bit scared.
Yeah, but that's it's the A to Z, you know, of how to get into it. And I think that's what, as I said, we have to get back to is food is simple and mm-hmm. it should be simple. So it has them tips and tricks that you might learn in a professional setting, but one that you can easily adaptable to your kitchen, you know, and it's a really good book.
And of course, you know Doreena.
Yeah, I was very fortunate to spend a lot of time with Doreena. I think in 2010, I spent a lot of time in Ballymaloe and she's a fabulous lady and, you know, a fabulous setting and a super cook.
So is that where you trained then?
I would have trained pre there and then I would have went down there to sort of hone my skills and really see if it was wanted a step that I wanted to take into the professional kitchen from there. Very, very grateful to go down there and spend so much time on an organic farm. Middle of Cork, no phone signal, no distractions. So it was really, really good. Yeah.
So was it there then that you realised that baking was the thing for you and bread?
I look back at it, it was like when I decided that I always wanted to work for myself. So I looked at the sort of what was going on in the city and we had like, I think, 3,500 restaurants and it's a super competitive market. And I just seen a gap where, you know, to make something as proper as really decent, really good bread and deliver it to the everyday public, I thought was the way I wanted to go. So I did home in on that for like 5-6 years after that. And then I opened Bread 41 on Pear Street 7 years ago and 3 days ago opened the Greystones. So
does that mean now that you and your staff have to get up in the middle of the night to have the bread freshly made for people when they're on the way to work in the morning?
No, it doesn't. I think the most difficult part I have is the 9 to 5 shift Monday to Friday, as in we get a lot of staff that like the 5 a.m. And that probably falls back to it's super easy to get to work at that hour. There's not crazy traffic everywhere.
And you finish early as well.
And you finish early, and the rest of the day is your own. So, yeah, we get up. So staff would start 4, 4:35, depending on the day. But yeah, it's a labour of love.
And this one. First bread out of the oven, what
first
time?
Bread out of the oven this morning was about 5:15. And that would have been it. I was in Greystones this morning at about 4:45. I would say 4:30, but some would say I was here at 4:30 and you weren't there. So the staff would be listening and they'll be like, you didn't come in that time. So yeah, it was about 5 a.m. and about 5:15 the first love came out.
Well, listen, it's great to have you, Ian, and the best of luck with the new venture in Greystones and of course Bread 41 in Dublin. I'm sure people are familiar with Owen Klusky, whose favourite book, just mention it again.
Forgotten Skills of Cooking.
By Doreena Allen. Thank you so much, Owen. Good to have you with us. I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. The programme was produced by Ronan Coveney, research by Cormac Burke, our broadcast coordinator is Stephen Higgins, and Chris O'Connor was on sound. Let's head over now to Louise.